A reading from the Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. This passage is only recorded in John's Gospel. There are many exegetical and theological explanations and commentaries written as to why the synoptics, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, do not record the story. Perhaps it's too simplistic a reason, but I would like to suggest that it was recorded in John and not in the synoptics because maybe it took time. Time for the Christian community to be able to be completely honest about remembering all of what they remembered about Jesus, what he said and what he did. Avoiding conflict, talking about it, naming it in people we admire, is almost a default attitude, a default behavior for many contemporary Christians, and I assume it wasn't so different for the first Christians either. Remembering Jesus' conflicts with officials like the Romans, officials of the synagogue, of the temple, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that was all very helpful to the story. But remembering when he made a whip out of cords? Why remember that one? How could it be helpful? Well, a truth in all relationships is that conflict arises when there are differences. And another truth about humanity is that we have deep feelings, passionate feelings and emotions. Both conflict and emotions have a vital, a true, and pivotal role to play in the life of every person and every community. Jesus is truly human and truly divine. We believe this. This is where the power and the strength of our faith, our Christian faith, hits the road. In this passage, there are main differences, and the main differences come out as we look at this passage with the Greek being used. The word temple being used by the Jews and the word temple being used by Jesus are two different meanings of temple. The one being used by the Jews really does mean the temple building, brick and mortar. The word being used by Jesus has the sense of that part of the temple that is the Holy of Holies. when Jesus is referring to the sacredness and the consecration of this part of the temple, and the Jews in this passage are talking about brick and mortar, that's the big difference. The big difference, the clash in this passage, perhaps has more to do with institution and person. Institution, organization, and humanity. When the institution, the organization, seems to take precedence over what is flesh and blood, what is made in the image and likeness of our God. Jesus reminds his listeners in that temple area, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. This temple is the temple of our very self. It is the temple of his very self. That's the big difference. It wasn't brick and mortar that gave meaning to Jesus' life. It was the very deep and true relationship that he has with God. He realizes Emmanuel, God is with us, God in us. This is the teaching of Thomas Aquinas when he reminds us in a explanation of something called theosis, that full participation, our full participation in divinity, is humankind's true blessing and the destiny of our human life. That was the clash in this temple. And perhaps John's community came to understand. They came to understand, you are God's building. We are God's building. They came to understand that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in us. That's a deep understanding, an understanding that takes time, an understanding that allows reality to be reality, an understanding that doesn't avoid conflict, but rather names it where it needs to be named, so that together the persons in relationship, the community, together they're able to go through the differences, looking at the genuine nature of that conflict. If we don't do that, then it's not going to go away. It festers and remains an invisible barrier. And it can result in pain and loss, deep pain and deep loss, not necessary. The big difference in this passage, finding the meaning in brick and mortar, in the institution, to the detriment of finding deep meaning and purpose that is present in the face of the humanity around us, that is the problem. That is the clash. We are God's building. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our humanity is good. Let us be grateful to this evangelist John's community, that after many years of reflection, after listening and sharing so many of the stories of this man, Jesus, who is Emmanuel, that they remembered when he put the cords into a whip and they touched his zeal and his disappointment. In the midst of his understanding of the deepest part of his self and all humanity's self, where God resides, let us not shortchange this truth. And as we go through our day, let us remember the whole story. The story that includes there is conflict, there are passionate emotions, there are mistakes, there is opportunity for forgiveness and understanding, and let us be grateful that perhaps this is why this community, this faith community, chose to remember this one.